The city of Syracuse and Onondaga County are joining forces to get some chronically homeless individuals off the streets and into a job. We get more from WRVO's Ellen Abbott.
County Executive Ryan McMahon and Mayor Ben Walsh are calling the Higher Ground Workforce Development Program a joint poverty initiative. McMahon says it focuses on homeless panhandlers who are difficult to reach by first offering them a job.
We're taking these folks who are willing to take advantage of the opportunity in front of them that day and putting them to work where they can earn some money.
The hope is that staff will ultimately connect these individuals to services that get them off the streets entirely. The county sent out a request for proposals to find a community partner to run the program. They will provide transportation for up to 8 local panhandlers or homeless individuals to specific city or county work sites 3 times a week. The county's providing an initial $200,000 to get things going. Walsh expects the private sector to pick up the slack later on.
The public funding of this program helps us get started, but I think ultimately it will be the private sector and private funding that will sustain it.
John Tomino runs the In My Father's Kitchen nonprofit that engages with these homeless individuals every day in Syracuse.
90% of the people will be willing to participate, and I think it's a way to engage folks to get them to think about some other things other than putting money in their pocket, maybe getting better all the way around.
Officials hope the program can be up and running by summer. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.